Imagine waking up each morning with absolute clarity about the single most important thing you need to accomplish that day.
No confusion, no distractions, just laser-like focus on what truly matters.
This is the transformative power behind The One Thing by Gary Keller with Jay Papasan, a book that has revolutionized how millions approach productivity and success.
Since its publication in 2013, this Wall Street Journal bestseller has sold over 2 million copies worldwide and been translated into 35 languages, becoming a cornerstone text for productivity enthusiasts and business leaders alike.
The book's appeal transcends industries, from tech titans like Mark Zuckerberg, who famously adopts its principles of extreme focus in his yearly personal challenges, to athletic champions like Tom Brady, who credits single-minded dedication as key to his unprecedented NFL success. Even productivity guru Tim Ferriss has highlighted the book's approach as complementary to his own efficiency systems.
What makes this philosophy so universally powerful?
At its core lies a deceptively simple question that has the potential to transform your life. What's the one thing I can do, such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? Let's explore how this singular focus can create a domino effect of extraordinary results in every area of your life.
Have you ever watched a line of dominoes fall? The spectacle is mesmerizing. One small push creating a chain reaction of increasingly impressive results. This phenomenon perfectly captures the essence of sequential success that Keller describes. What's truly fascinating is the physics behind it. A single domino can topple another domino 50% larger than itself. By the 18th domino, you're knocking over something the height of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. By the 23rd, it's taller than the Eiffel Tower. And by the 31st, you're toppling something higher than Mount Everest. This geometric progression illustrates how focusing on the right small action can set in motion outcomes that seem impossibly large at the outset. Think about that for a moment. The energy from a 2-inch domino could eventually topple a domino the size of a mountain. This isn't just a meat physics demonstration. It's a perfect metaphor for how success actually works in our lives. When we identify and focus on the lead domino, that one crucial thing that matters most, we create momentum that makes everything else easier or unnecessary. Each day becomes about finding and toppling that lead domino, creating a cascade of positive results that build upon each other. Success isn't about doing thousands of things well. It's about doing the right thing well, consistently, day after day.
Consider how this might apply to your own life. What's the one lead domino that, if knocked over today, would make everything else easier? Perhaps it's having that difficult conversation you've been avoiding, completing that certification that would advance your career, or establishing that morning routine that would energize your entire day. The domino effect teaches us that extraordinary success isn't about Herculean effort across a thousand fronts. It's about identifying and focusing on the sequential tasks that matter most.
Look closely at any extraordinary success story, and you'll find a common thread, a singular focus on one core product, person, or passion. Apple didn't become a trillion-dollar company by simultaneously launching dozens of product lines. They focused intensely on creating one revolutionary product at a time. When Steve Jobs returned to Apple in 1997, he famously reduced their product line by 70%, focusing the company's resources on just 4 computers. This extreme focus transformed Apple from near bankruptcy to one of the world's most valuable companies. Similarly, Oprah Winfrey's media empire wasn't built by trying to appeal to everyone. She focused on authentic connection and personal growth, creating a singular brand identity that resonated deeply with her audience. Walt Disney's obsession with creating magical experiences drove every decision at his company, from theme parks to animated features. This pattern extends beyond business. In your personal life, think about the people who have achieved mastery in their fields, whether it's an athlete like Serena Williams, a musician like Yo-Yo Ma, or a chef like Gordon Ramsay. Each devoted thousands of hours to developing excellence in their one core skill before branching out. They didn't try to become good at everything simultaneously. They became extraordinary at one thing first.
The lesson is clear. Extraordinary success doesn't come from dividing your attention among multiple priorities. It comes from identifying your defining strength or passion and channeling your energy there until you achieve breakthrough results. This doesn't mean ignoring other aspects of your life, but rather understanding that your greatest impact will come from your area of greatest potential excellence. What would happen if you stopped trying to be good at everything and instead focused on becoming truly exceptional at the one thing that leverages your unique strengths and passions? The evidence suggests you'd not only achieve greater success, but also find more fulfillment in the process.
Why do so many of us struggle to embrace the power of one? Because we've bought into pervasive myths about success that keep us scattered and overwhelmed. These lies have become so embedded in our cultural consciousness that we accept them as truth, even as they sabotage our efforts to achieve what matters most. The first and perhaps most damaging lie is that everything matters equally. We create lengthy to-do lists and feel accomplished when we check off numerous small tasks, but activity isn't productivity. Not everything deserves your time and attention. In fact, most things that demand your attention contribute very little to your ultimate success. This is where Pareto's principle, the 80-20 rule, becomes invaluable. Roughly 80% of your results come from 20% of your efforts. The key is identifying which 20% truly drives your success and focusing relentlessly there. Another pervasive myth is that multitasking is effective. Despite overwhelming scientific evidence to the contrary, we persist in believing we can effectively do multiple things at once. The research is clear. Our brains cannot focus on multiple cognitive tasks simultaneously. What we call multitasking is actually task switching, and it comes with significant costs. Each switch depletes mental energy, increases errors, and can reduce productivity by as much as 40%. When you're writing an email while on a conference call, you're not doing two things well. You're doing two things poorly.
Have you ever noticed how your best thinking happens when you're fully immersed in a single task? That's because deep work requires uninterrupted focus. When you eliminate distractions and commit fully to your one thing, you tap into a level of productivity and creativity that multitasking can never achieve. The myth that discipline is constant also holds us back. We admire people who seem disciplined across all areas of life, but this perception is usually an illusion. What looks like discipline is often just well-established habits. Success doesn't require superhuman willpower across every aspect of your life. It requires focused discipline applied to developing the right habits around your one thing.
Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian of all time with 28 medals, provides a perfect illustration of how selected discipline transforms into habit-based success. Despite being diagnosed with ADHD as a child, Phelps channeled his energy into swimming with remarkable focus. His coach, Bob Bowman, helped him develop a precise routine that eventually became second nature, from the exact warm-up exercises to visualization techniques before races. What's fascinating about Phelps' story isn't just his athletic prowess, but how his disciplined swimming routine created structure throughout his entire life. By focusing his discipline on this one area, other aspects of his life, nutrition, sleep, mental preparation, naturally aligned to support his swimming goals. This illustrates a crucial insight. You don't need to be disciplined at everything to be successful. You need selected discipline focused on your one thing. Research from University College London reveals that habit formation takes an average of 66 days, not the commonly cited 21 days. During this period, you're using willpower and discipline to establish a pattern. But once the habit forms, maintaining it requires significantly less mental energy. The initial investment of discipline creates an automatic behavior that continues to deliver benefits with minimal effort.
This understanding transforms how we should approach success. Instead of trying to overhaul your entire life at once, focus on developing one crucial habit at a time. Once that habit is established, it frees up mental bandwidth to work on the next most important habit. This sequential approach to habit formation aligns perfectly with the domino effect. Each new habit makes the next one easier to establish. Consider what your life would look like if your most important activities became automatic habits, rather than daily struggles of willpower. What if your morning workout, focused work sessions, or family dinner time were as automatic as brushing your teeth? By directing your discipline towards establishing these key habits one at a time, you create a foundation for sustained success without constant willpower depletion.
Speaking of willpower, here's another crucial insight. Willpower isn't an unlimited resource that's always available on demand. It's more like a battery that depletes throughout the day as you use it. This understanding fundamentally changes how you should approach your most important work. Remember the famous marshmallow test conducted at Stanford University? Researchers offered children a choice: eat one marshmallow now, or wait 15 minutes and get two marshmallows. The fascinating part came years later when they followed up with these children. Those who had successfully delayed gratification performed better academically, had higher SAT scores, and showed better life outcomes across various measures. This study highlighted not just the importance of willpower, but its predictive power for future success. What many don't realize is that willpower is a finite resource tied directly to your physical energy. Your brain, though only about 2% of your body weight, consumes approximately 20% of your daily calories. The prefrontal cortex, the part responsible for decision-making and self-control, is particularly energy-intensive. When your blood glucose drops, your ability to make good decisions and resist temptations plummets with it.
This explains why even judges show predictable patterns of decision fatigue. A study of parole judges found they were most likely to grant parole early in the day or right after their food breaks. As their mental energy depleted throughout the day, they defaulted to the safer, status quo decision, denying parole. The same phenomenon affects your decision quality throughout the day. The practical implication is clear. Schedule your one thing, your most important work, for when your willpower is at its peak, typically early in the day. Protect this time zealously. Don't waste precious willpower on trivial decisions or tasks that don't move the needle on your most important goals. Consider how figures like Barack Obama and Mark Zuckerberg minimize decision fatigue by limiting wardrobe choices and daily routines, preserving mental energy for truly important decisions. What activities are currently depleting your willpower unnecessarily? How might you restructure your day to tackle your one thing when your mental energy is highest?
Without a clear sense of purpose, priorities become impossible to establish. Purpose acts as your life's compass, pointing you toward what truly matters and away from what doesn't. When you understand your why, determining your what becomes infinitely clearer. Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol provides a perfect illustration of how purpose transforms priorities. Ebenezer Scrooge begins as a man whose purpose is solely the accumulation of wealth. His priorities and productivity align perfectly with this purpose. He works tirelessly to make money while ignoring relationships and personal well-being. When the ghosts help him discover a new purpose centered on human connection and generosity, his priorities shift dramatically. His productivity doesn't decrease, it simply redirects toward his new purpose. This transformation highlights a fundamental truth. We are most productive when our actions align with our deepest sense of purpose. Purpose isn't just about feeling good. It's about focusing your energy on what genuinely matters to you. Without it, you risk being efficiently productive at things that ultimately don't matter.
Dr. Martin Seligman, founder of Positive Psychology, discovered that lasting happiness comes not just from pleasure or engagement, but from meaning, using your strengths in service of something larger than yourself. This connects directly to the concept of purpose. When your one thing contributes to a purpose beyond yourself, you tap into a wellspring of motivation and resilience that can sustain you through inevitable challenges. Consider the ancient tale of the begging bowl with a hole in the bottom. A king tries to fill it with gold, but no matter how much he pours in, the bowl remains empty.
This represents the futility of pursuing happiness through endless acquisition without purpose. No amount of success, wealth, or achievement will create lasting fulfillment if it's not connected to something meaningful. What's your purpose? What gets you out of bed in the morning? What would make your life feel meaningful, even in the face of challenges? Clarifying this isn't just philosophical musing, it's essential for identifying your true priorities and directing your productivity toward what will bring genuine fulfillment.
Once you've clarified your purpose, the next step is connecting it to your daily actions through effective goal setting. This is where many people falter. They have big dreams, but struggle to translate them into concrete daily actions. Keller offers a powerful solution: goal setting to the now. This approach works backward from your someday goal to what you should be doing right now. Start by identifying your someday goal, the big, long-term vision that aligns with your purpose. Then ask, based on my someday goal, what's the one thing I can do in the next 5 years to be on track? From there, continue narrowing. Based on my 5-year goal, what's the one thing I can do this year, then this month, this week, and finally, today? This creates a direct line of sight between your long-term aspirations and your immediate actions. Each smaller goal supports the larger one, ensuring that what you're doing today is actually moving you toward your ultimate objective. It eliminates the disconnect between big dreams and daily actions that derails so many people.
For example, if your someday goal is to run a successful company that revolutionizes your industry, your 5-year goal might be to launch a viable product. Your 1-year goal could be to develop a prototype. Your monthly goal might be to complete specific design elements. Your weekly goal could be to finish particular components. And your daily goal, your one thing for today, might be to spend 4 hours on a specific technical challenge. This approach creates what Keller calls goal alignment. Each goal is the direct result of the goal above it. When you wake up each morning knowing exactly which domino to knock over, you eliminate the paralysis that comes from facing too many options. You gain clarity, focus, and momentum. What's your someday goal? And what's the one thing you can do today to move toward it? This connection between the distant future and the immediate present is where extraordinary results begin.
Having identified your one thing, you must protect the time to work on it. This is where time blocking becomes essential. Time blocking isn't just another scheduling technique, it's a profound commitment to your priorities. The most successful people don't just hope they'll find time for their most important work. They schedule it, protect it, and honor it as their most important appointment of the day. Keller recommends blocking at least 4 hours each day for your one thing. This might sound excessive, but consider this. If your one thing truly is the most important driver of your success, doesn't it deserve a significant portion of your time? Time blocking works because it acknowledges a fundamental truth: what gets scheduled gets done. When you block time for your one thing, you're making a concrete commitment to your highest priority. You're saying, "This matters so much that I'm protecting this time from everything else." The mechanics are simple but powerful. First, block time for your one thing early in the day, when your willpower and focus are strongest. Second, block time for planning at the end of each week to review progress and set priorities for the coming week. Third, block time off for vacation and renewal. Your productivity depends on regular periods of rest and rejuvenation.
Most importantly, treat these time blocks as sacred appointments that cannot be moved or canceled, except in true emergencies. When someone asks for that time, respond with, "I'm sorry, I have an appointment." Because you do, with your highest priority. This approach requires courage. You'll face resistance from others who want your time and from your own habits of distraction. But remember, extraordinary results require extraordinary commitment. By protecting time for what matters most, you ensure that your most important work doesn't get sacrificed to the urgent but less important demands that constantly arise. What would change if you blocked 4 hours every day for your one thing? How much progress could you make in a week, a month, a year? The answers to these questions reveal the true power of time blocking.
Achieving extraordinary results requires more than just focusing on the right thing. It requires mastering it.
This is where the concept of the 10,000-hour rule, popularized by Malcolm Gladwell, intersects with the one thing. True mastery doesn't come from dabbling, it comes from deep, focused practice over time. The journey to mastery involves three key commitments. First, you must commit to being the best you can be at your one thing. This means rejecting mediocrity and pushing beyond mere competence toward true excellence. Second, you must commit to being a perpetual student, continuously seeking better ways to achieve your outcomes. And third, you must embrace accountability, taking ownership of your results rather than making excuses. This path isn't easy. It requires moving from what Keller calls the E, entrepreneurial mindset, to the P, purposeful mindset. The E mindset is comfortable with good enough, while the P mindset constantly pushes for better. The E mindset seeks quick wins, while the P mindset invests in long-term mastery. The E mindset jumps from opportunity to opportunity, while the P mindset stays focused on the one thing long enough to achieve breakthrough results. The transition from E to P often feels unnatural at first. It requires doing things differently than you've done before, adopting new skills and systems, and sometimes forming new relationships. But this discomfort is precisely what leads to growth. As the saying goes, if you want something you've never had, you must be willing to do something you've never done. Consider the accountability cycle. Your actions lead to results, which provide feedback for your next actions. By taking full responsibility for this cycle, you gain the power to improve it. When you achieve good results, you can analyze what worked and do more of it. When you fall short, you can learn from the experience rather than making excuses. Who holds you accountable for your one thing? Having an accountability partner, someone who knows your goals and regularly checks on your progress, can dramatically increase your chances of success. Research shows that you have a 65% chance of completing a goal if you commit to someone else, and that increases to 95% if you have specific accountability appointments with that person.
Even with clear purpose, priorities, and time blocking, four common thieves can still rob you of your productivity and focus. Recognizing and addressing these thieves is essential for sustained success. The first thief is the inability to say no. Every time you say yes to something that doesn't align with your one thing, you're implicitly saying no to what matters most. Steve Jobs famously said, "I'm actually as proud of the things we haven't done as the things I have done. Innovation is saying no to 1,000 things." Developing the courage to say no to good opportunities that would distract from your great opportunities is essential for extraordinary success. The second thief is fear of chaos. When you focus on your one thing, other areas of your life will sometimes fall into disarray. This is normal and necessary. As Francis Ford Coppola said, "Anything you build on a large scale or with intense passion invites chaos." Rather than fearing this chaos, recognize it as a sign that you're focusing on what matters most. Learn to tolerate some mess in less important areas while you create something extraordinary in your area of focus.
The third thief is poor health habits. Your physical energy directly impacts your ability to focus and perform. Neglecting sleep, nutrition, exercise, or stress management will undermine your productivity regardless of how well you manage your time. Prioritize your energy management through adequate sleep, 7 to 8 hours for most adults, nutritious meals that stabilize blood sugar, regular exercise, and stress reduction practices like meditation or deep breathing. The fourth thief is an environment that doesn't support your goals. Your physical surroundings and the people you spend time with profoundly influence your behavior and mindset. Create a workspace that minimizes distractions and maximizes focus. Surround yourself with people who support your goals and understand the importance of your one thing. Sometimes this means having difficult conversations with family and friends about your priorities and boundaries. Which of these thieves is currently robbing you of productivity? Addressing them directly can dramatically increase your ability to focus on what matters most.
As we near the end of our exploration of the one thing, it's worth considering the ultimate measure of success: living a life without regret. Palliative care nurse Bronnie Ware, who spent years caring for patients in the last weeks of their lives, documented the most common regrets of the dying. The number one regret was, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. This profound insight connects directly to the principles of the one thing. When you clarify your purpose, set priorities based on that purpose, and focus your productivity on your highest priorities, you align your daily actions with your deepest values. You live authentically rather than according to others' expectations. The journey towards extraordinary results isn't just about achievement. It's about becoming the person you're capable of becoming. It's about looking back at the end of your life and feeling satisfaction rather than regret. It's about knowing that you focused on what truly mattered rather than being distracted by what didn't. This perspective adds urgency to the question, what's the one thing you can do today that would make everything else easier or unnecessary? Your answer to this question isn't just about productivity. It's about living with purpose, meaning, and fulfillment.
The path to extraordinary results begins with a single step, identifying your one thing. This journey isn't about doing more. It's about doing what matters most. It's about going small, focusing on the essential few rather than the trivial many. It's about creating a domino effect where each focused action leads to increasingly significant results. Start by asking yourself the focusing question in various areas of your life. What's the one thing I can do in my health, relationships, career, spiritual life, such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? Let the answers guide your priorities. Then protect time for these priorities through rigorous time blocking. Schedule your one thing first before your calendar fills with less important commitments. Develop the habit of saying no to anything that doesn't align with your highest priorities. Commit to the path of mastery, continuously improving your approach to your one thing. Embrace accountability, taking full responsibility for your results and seeking feedback that helps you grow. Address the four thieves that might rob you of focus and productivity. Remember that success is sequential, not simultaneous. You don't have to excel at everything at once. Focus on one priority at a time, building habits and systems that eventually create extraordinary results across multiple areas of your life.
The journey of the one thing isn't about perfection. It's about progress. It's about consistently asking what matters most and having the courage to act on the answer. It's about living with purpose, priority, and productivity aligned. And ultimately, it's about creating a life of meaning and fulfillment, one focused day at a time. What's your one thing?